The city of Dixon garnered the world's attention this week with the arrest of the city's comptroller. Rita Crundwell was charged in federal court of wire fraud related to more than $3 million missing from the city's coffers since last fall. Federal investigators also accuse her of embezzling more than $30 million from the city over the past 6 years. WNIJ's Susan Stevens has been following the story all week, and obviously the big question, how did the missing $30 million go unnoticed?
That is the big question. Everyone, you know, anyone who hears about this story has that question. $30 million, how do you get by without it? Well, Mayor James Burke tried to answer that question, recognizing how important that is. He said, in this time, every community is struggling in this economy, and so they expected to be facing a very tough financial picture. Their health care costs for city employees had gone up. They have cash flow problems with money coming in from the state. Their ongoing infrastructure projects. It also didn't help that Rita Crundwell is the controller and the treasurer, so she was the one person who was seeing where money was going. Now, I spoke with a professor at NIU who's a fraud examiner, and he says in a smaller town, you trust people you've known all your life. She was controller and treasurer, so again, there were no checks and balances. The annual audits never raised suspicion, so nothing really happened until the city clerk filled in for Crundwell.
So that was what finally caught the FBI's attention, that something was amiss when someone filled in for her?
Yeah, it was the city clerk, Kathy Swanson. She filled in for Crundwell, who was taking a month of unpaid vacation last year. And Swanson requested some bank statements and found an account that no one else in city government knew about. And she turned the info over to the mayor, who then took it to the FBI. And so the mayor and the clerk had to stay quiet and keep working with Crundwell during the 6 months between that and when she was arrested this week.
The FBI report is actually kind of shocking in the details it goes into about Rita Crundwell's lavish lifestyle. Do you have some examples of that?
Oh, everyone's favorite is the $2.1 million motorhome. It's apparently very extravagant, as you might imagine. There were also seven trucks and trailers, a lot of things for the horse business that were, that she spent money on, and a couple of horse farms, too. And $339,000 spent on jewelry. That's one that kind of gets in people's craw. So what the city's doing now about all this is the city's going to decide on whether to dismiss Crundwell, who's now on unpaid leave. They're going to decide that on Monday. Mayor Burke also had a list of moving forward points, working with the FBI to recover money for the city, hiring an independent investigator to see if any other employees were involved, and getting a new accounting firm for the city.
What did you learn about Rita Crundwell from talking to the people in her hometown?
Well, really, everybody knows her. I mean, this is a native of Dixon. She's a hometown girl. She was on the homecoming court of 1971. In high school, she was a member of Future Farmers of America. She's quite glamorous, too. And part of that is, or a big part of that is, she breeds world champion quarter horses. She's all over the internet and websites for that part of her life. And this is how people assumed she was able to live a lifestyle that includes two horse farms, fine cars, a spectacular wardrobe, just someone who's always put together, someone who's always in control, and, you know, people liked her. I spoke with a woman who knows her really well. She's a writer for a show horse magazine, and this was off the record chat, and she said that Rita is the Michael Jordan of the quarter horse industry, and her arrest is a shock that's going to trickle down through the industry. A lot of people depend on her for their livelihood.
So the sense you got, I mean, were people resentful about what she said to have done to the city's finances?
Not really, not right yet. People are more in shock. People do like her. They've known her their whole lives, and at this point, like I said, it's shock. So many are willing to wait for the trial to progress to see. As one bartender told me, everyone loves a millionaire. So there are also going to be some local businesses hurting without her spending in town, including someone brought up the local car dealer. You know, this is someone who spent a lot on vehicles, as laid out in the indictment, too, and from the federal government. So I think people are a little willing to just sit back and see what's going to happen.
You know, how has the invasion of Dixon by, you know, national media affected people there? That is to say, I mean, is Dixon getting a fair shake in the news with this story?
that's probably where the resentment is more targeted right now, is just the media coming in from around the world, just taking over the place. Nobody likes that very much, but they're also a little bemused by it, having people, reporters from all over the world. They got a lot of practice last year with Ronald Reagan's 100th birthday as well.